This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Oz Yosher Moshe, Omar Moshe, Be'oz Chatosi, Uva'oz Ani Oymer Shira. Moshe said, I sinned with the word Oz. When Moshe said at the end of Parsha Shemois, Ume Oz Bosi El Paroi, Heira L'Omazeh, from the time I came to Paroi, things got worse, and you, Hashem, have only made it worse for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe sinned with the word Oz, Ume Oz Bosi El Paroi. And now Moshe said, I'm going to correct that by saying Shira to Hashem with the same word Oz, Oz Yosher Moshe. The Beis Halevi asks, is this just a play on the words? I sinned with Oz, I'll say Shira with Oz. How does using the same word rectify Moshe's sin? The Beis Halevi explains, when one experiences a tzorah and Hashem saves him, he can praise Hashem in one of two ways. He can thank Hashem for being saved from this tzorah, while still wishing that he never had to go through this tzorah in the first place. Or he can thank Hashem not only for the salvation, but also for the experience itself, recognizing that through this tzorah, he grew and ultimately benefited. By Kriyas Yom Suf, they said Shira not only on that solo, but also for having gone through the tsar of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Because through that Shibud, they purified themselves to be able to be worthy to be Mekabel the Torah. And through that Shibud, they were the vessels that through them, Hashem's name was Mekudesh Ba'olam through the Makas that were done in Mitzrayim. They therefore said Shira not only on that solo, but also on the Shibud itself. And that's what the Medrash means. Ba'oz Chata Moshe. He sinned with the words Me'oz Bosi El Pare Heira La'omazet. Uve'oz Amashira. He said Shira now on that Oz, on the Me'oz Bosi El Pare. He said Shira even on the hardships that Klal Yisrael went through during that time. Says the Beis Halevi, it was not just merely Moshe using the word Oz twice, but rather he said Shira with the word Oz to be misakin his sin that he did with the word Oz. His sin with the word Oz was complaining about the Shibud. Now he said Shira on that Oz, praising Hashem for having gone through that Shibud. In Tehillim Kuf Yud Ches, David HaMelech says, Oidecha ki ani soni vatehilin lishua. According to the way we just explained, the pshat in the pasuk is, Oidecha, I thank you Hashem, ki ini soni, because you pained me, vatehilin lishua, and also because of the Yeshua, because you saved me. Oidecha, I thank you for both. I thank you for the ini soni, and I also thank you for the Yeshua. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that there is a famous segula from Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mirimanov that if one says Parsh Samon Shnai Mikra Ve'echer Targum on Yom Shlishi LeParshas Beshalach, this will be a tremendous segula for him for Parnasa. Someone once came to the Satmar Rebbe to ask him exactly how he should perform this segula. Should he say all the Pesukim twice and then say the Targum at the end? Or should he say each pasuk twice and targum right after that pasuk? And the Rebbe answered, either way it's fine. You could say targum at the end or say targum right away, as long as you finish this whole segula by 8:30 in the morning. And the chassid was puzzled and asked the Rebbe, I didn't know there was a set time to do this segula. I didn't know it had to be finished by 8:30. And the Rebbe answered, no, there's no specific time for the segula. But if you don't finish by 8:30, you won't be able to be at work by 9. And if you're not going to work, the segula will not help. Because the segula only helps if you also do your hishtadlus. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Hashem yilochem lochem, va'atem tacharishun. Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight your battles, va'atem tacharishun, and you will be able to remain silent. However, b'derech drush, this can also mean, Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will give you lechem, Hashem will give you parnasa. But v'atem tacharishun, you have to plow. You have to do the ishtadlus. One can rely on Hashem, but he also has to do his part, and his part is his ishtadlus. Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will give you lechem, v'atem tacharishun, but you have to be chayresh.